This is Meredith Sisko for these Ozark Hills. I missed church this Sunday because I had too many peaches. I spent the entire morning peeling and slicing a 10-pound lug of dead ripe Red Haven peaches that I'd snagged a few days earlier from Murphy's in Marionville. It's my go-to orchard when I'm anywhere near Springfield in peach season. Actually, I got two lugs, one of the Red Havens and another of Seconds in a variety that I didn't know about. And I assumed that being Seconds, they'd be overripe and as sweet as they were going to get and something I could put up before the Red Havens got soft enough to peel. I was wrong. But I put them up anyway, took a couple of days of rest, and then checked on the Red Havens. They were beyond ready, and if I'd waited another day, they'd be good for nothing but compost and bee food. So I skipped church and got to work. And I have to say, working up 10 pounds of very juicy peaches gives one a good deal of time to think. My first thought, why the dickens did I think I needed 20 pounds of peaches? I mean, who else lives in this house? And how many peaches do I think I can reasonably eat in a year? If I was maybe 20 years older, one might label this as depression thinking. Not as in what you do when you're depressed, but as in how you might have learned to live during the depression. If you know anyone who lived through that awful time, you'll probably know what I'm talking about. It's that fear of loss, fear of hunger thing. I'm not old enough to have experienced those times directly, but I'm old enough to have observed people who experienced it, how they buy too much of everything because tomorrow they may not have any money. Or they pack so much food into their pantries that some of it goes bad before it's used up. Or they stock up on sugar or other commodities because it might somehow become scarce. After my Uncle Leonard died, the pantry at my Aunt Juanita's house got so full of excess food at times that I had to begin making regular inspections to clear the dark reaches of her under-the-sink cabinets. That was after a can of tomato sauce exploded back there, and when I crawled under there to clean up the mess, I discovered a collection of cans that were at least half a decade old, some of which had swollen sides and rounded tops and were obviously also nearing a terrible liftoff. That adventure would have garnered me hazard pay if not for the fact that I already owed Juanita so much more than that. Ours was a relationship almost entirely built on losses, hers and mine. We supported one another in countless ways until we were on our feet again. Sometimes the losses were simple and soon over, sometimes they were immense. She took me in after both my parents died. In my clumsy and often clueless fashion, I stood by her through her husband's long illness and her own eventual descent into dementia. But through those experiences and due to her unfailing love for me, I learned many things, including some of the ways of depression thinking. Now, I buy too many peaches because you just can't be too careful, because you never know, because if you don't, you might have to do without. It's not rational, it's visceral. It's not rational to behave as though I'll expire from lack of peaches. I'm a generation removed from those particular hard times. I know what it was like back then, but I never lived it. And the mark it has left on me is one of caution, not obsession or corrosive fear. And as much as I feel bad for missing church, as we're a small congregation and all are needed, in this small way I have conquered for a moment the specter of loss. And I have in the freezer enough peaches for 8 peach pies whenever I want, whether this week or in February, or maybe 6 pies and a batch of peach jam, enough to make it through the winter, and with those extra 10 pounds, enough to share. And I didn't have to clear out the back of the freezer to make them fit. Later this month, I expect to also have too many tomatoes for my garden, if such a thing is possible, and possibly too many cucumbers. But I also have too many empty pint and jars in the pantry and far too few still filled with tomato sauce and curried bread and butter pickles from last year. So if you're watching the calendar, today is Lammas, the celebration of the first harvest, according to an ancient tradition from which most of us in the Ozark Hills have descended. It's a time to celebrate the bounty in our lives, whether in peaches, people we love, or the presence of joy, things we can never have too much of. So light a candle, bake a pie, take a walk in the woods, celebrate the plenty in these hills and in your life. In a long, cool valley where the water runs clear as gin, I open my heart and drink my fill of the rich, deep current of life always running through these Ozark Hills.